Welcome to Galcom's Mission Compass podcast. To learn more about Galcom and our guests today, visit galcom.org.
The look of shock you see on people's face, you have my language on your phone, and they're hearing something that the only time they hear is when they call home and talk to mom. And next thing you know, almost every time you see tears.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Galcom's Mission Compass, your guide to the Great Commission. I'm Ron Harris. On today's Mission Compass, we want to update you on what Galcom is doing around the world and also connect with a ministry partner who, like Galcom, is making waves. Where do you fit in the Great Commission? Well, keep listening. We may have an answer for you. And here's your host, Galcom's Tim Whitehead.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, friend, for joining us. Every week here on the Mission Compass, we want to point you in the direction to serving God in the Great Commission. God has given you skills, abilities. You've earned an education somewhere. And God wants you to be a witness for Him, sharing what He has done in your life with others. And so this week, just as Ron promised I would, we've got a lot of guests here to help you find your spot in the Great Commission. So I actually have homework for you to do right now. You can actually start doing the homework now during class. Do you ever do that in school? The teacher's teaching you to kind of zone out. So you're like, I'm going to just start working on that homework now, those math questions. I don't want to be doing it all night. I want to watch the basketball game or something. That's what I did as a kid. Anyways, here is the four pieces of homework to getting involved in the Great Commission. Number one, visit the galcom.org website. We are starting to recruit for short-term mission teams. Yes, going to Peru. We're hoping to go to Mexico. We might go to Albania. Visit our website. The information is there. You can start the application process. So there's the first bit of homework. Look how easy that was. You go on your phone, pee pee pop 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 boop, galcom.org. Number two, at the beginning of our program, Bonnie Sala joins us with our reset devotional. Just a real quick devotional, get our minds set on God, focused on God before we start talking about serving Him. But Guidelines is a wonderful mission that has an assessment tool on their website. So here we go. After you visit the Galcom website, or maybe you're saying, Tim, mission trip, not for me. Go to guidelines.org and on there you will find an assessment tool. As I said, everyone has different gifts, skills, and abilities. There's different ways to serve God. It's just like it says in 1 Corinthians 12, the hand can't say to the eye, I don't need you. Or is it the eye that can't say to the hand? Either way, eyes and hands cannot talk. They need a mouth. We need all the parts of the body to serve in the Great Commission. Go to guidelines.org. It's a real simple thing. Right online there, the assessment tool, it'll tell you where you fit. Are you a sender, a goer, a prayer, or a mobilizer? Find your spot in the Great Commission there. So that's two. Number three, Stan Jeter from the Global News Alliance joins us. He tells stories from around the world that you're not going to hear on the mainstream media, but also gives us some advice on how we can be telling God's story using our, what, cell phone, GNA.news. Go on there, watch some of the incredible videos of the ministry work that's going on around the world, and then look over on the how to tell the story. There's little tips, tricks, how to use your cell phone so you can be telling the story what God is doing in your local church. People need to hear what God is doing around the world so they can be encouraged. Maybe they can be educated. Maybe they could join you in what you're doing. GNA.news. There's your third bit of homework, all done on the cell phone. Oh, wait, there's more that can be done on your cell phone? Yes, there can. Last week, we started talking to the new Canadian director of the Global Recordings Network, GRN, as they like to be called, Mark Griffin. And he was telling some incredible stories about recordists, people going into very dangerous areas, recording the gospel. If you didn't hear that program, hey, you could use your cell phone, go on Spotify or iTunes, whatever, and listen to the podcast of the Mission Compass there. By the way, subscribe so you never miss a program, because you may not be out. If you're listening right now on your radio, you may miss this program. You'll be busy next week doing something. Anyways, on your cell phone, go to your app store and go to type in fivefish.mobi. It's an incredible app with Bible stories in thousands of languages. So the next time you meet someone, you can say, hey, I don't recognize your accent. Where are you from? And they're going to say, I'm from Zambia. Oh yeah, what language do you speak? And they'll say, oh, you never heard of it. And you can say, try me. They tell you, you look it up on the Fivefish app and you can play from your phone right there, a Bible story in their language, and encourage them to download the app. Look at that. Four bits of homework all can be done on your cell phone. We've lowered the bar here on the Mission Compass. Yeah, mission trips are a big deal, but the other things you can do right where you are from your phone. Guidelines.org, take the assessment tool, GNA.news, learn how to use your cell phone to tell the story. fivefish.mobi. And you're going to hear a lot about that from Mark at the end of the program. So, as I said, before we do anything else, Bonnie Saylor is going to share from God's Word. We get our mindset, get out your cell phone, get ready to do your homework. Mission Compass coming your way.
The kids are fighting again, a father sighed after listening to his sons shout at one another. I'm Bonnie Saylor with Reset. Few things discourage and hurt a parent more than witnessing mean-spirited discord between their children. To see people you love so wholeheartedly being cruel to one another is disheartening. A loving parent wants the people they love most to love one another. It's the dream of family in our hearts. As war rages in one place or another and cruelty is seen on both sides, it's easy to get caught up taking sides. It's easy to forget that all people are God's created and beloved children. It's His dream to see them love one another. No one's heart breaks more over hatred and conflict than God's. No one is more invested in the lives of each and every person involved. There's a story in the Bible of a leader named Joshua coming across the commander of God's heavenly army. Not recognizing who he's speaking to, Joshua demands, "Are you friend or foe?" In other words, are you on my side or against me? The heavenly figure answered, "Neither one. I am the commander of the Lord's army." At this, Joshua fell with his face to the ground. "I am at your command," Joshua said. "What do you want your servant to do?" Often, we operate in the arrogant presumption that we can strut up to God and demand He take our side. God's answer reminds us of our place before His awesome power and purposes. He's God. We get on His side. God's side is one of loving every person, regardless of their past, nationality, or politics. Ask God to give you His love for those who are unlike you, even your enemies. I'm Bonnie Saylor with Reset. To read, share, or hear this again, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.
Well, once again, we get a visit from Stan Jeter, director, founder of Global News Alliance, sharing with us what God is doing around the world, news stories that aren't hitting the mainstream media, as well as some instruction on how we can be part of telling God's story. Stan, always appreciate your visits.
Thank you for inviting me, Tim. It's a pleasure.
Last month, we had a bit of a heavy one. Some stories from the Hamas attack in Israel and one of the hostages there sharing about how God sustained him. Stories you're not going to hear in the mainstream news. Do you have anything maybe a little bit lighter for us today, or are we still kind of heavy news here?
Well, this one is really encouraging because it shows the strength of faith in the face of persecution. So you might consider this a heavy story on one side, but it's very encouraging on another. This young woman, we'll call her Xuan, converted away from tribal animistic beliefs in Vietnam, the Hmong community, and it's a tribal group in Vietnam. And they told her that she could be a Christian as long as she didn't evangelize, as long as she didn't win others to her faith. But Xuan's faith was so strong, she had to share her story with others. And so she came up with a solution. She visits houses of her friends and neighbors in the dead of night to tell people about Jesus. And I'll let her tell her own story. You'll hear the interpretation. Don't worry if it starts off in a language you don't understand. Here goes.
There are no churches in my area. We just worship the Lord in our private homes. It is impossible to visit us because the local authorities will monitor us and they do not let anyone visit the Christians there. Xuan had to travel for 10 hours to meet with Open Doors partners, as it was too risky for them to visit her village. She's from the Hmong tribe in central Vietnam, where most people follow the traditional animistic practices. But in 2009, when she and her child both fell sick, Xuan turned to Christianity. During that time, I had somebody say that if we believed in God, He would heal both of our sicknesses. In that year, both of us were healed because we trusted in the Lord. God saved us. But after Xuan converted, the leaders of her community wanted her to leave and they confiscated her cattle. The local authority always persecutes the new converts in that area. They force the believers to give up their faith. The local authority will pressure the husbands of converts to leave their wives. If they do not do that, the local authority will cut the support they get from social policies. Xuan's non-Christian husband protected her and prevented the authorities from expelling her from their village. And so the officials told her that she could carry on as a Christian as long as she did not evangelize others. I did not follow their demand. I still shared the gospel with others in my community. Now there are more Christians in my community. However, I evangelize in secret. I go to evangelize by walking to the people near where I live. And I visit their houses at night. I think I will not forsake my mission. If the local authorities catch me, then I will just let them do anything. Even if they kill me, I die for the Lord. Despite the pressure she faces, Xuan draws strength from God as she calls on him in prayer. I feel that prayer is powerful because it can heal me, save me, and others. It helps me to stand strong in my faith also.
Quite a story, and we can thank Open Doors, the UK office, for sharing that story with us.
Wow. Yeah, we have to remember in missions that most of the world still, if someone converts to Christianity, will suffer persecution. We just don't get it here in the West here, but yes, in Vietnam, Southeast Asia, lots of North Africa, if you convert, you suffer. And so this is tremendous to hear her boldness and fervor for sharing the gospel. Now, this story is on the gna.news website, where you can watch it, friends, you can watch the video version of it. But Stan, also on your website, you give us some tips on how we can tell God's story as well. What's our tip for this month?
The tip for this month is the construction of a story. A lot of people in the news business, at least, talk about the story pyramid.
Hmm.
And here's how it works. Every story basically has some of this. First, the setting. You know, where are we? What's going on? Who are the people involved? Second is the complication. And you can just look, imagine a pyramid, the rising side of a pyramid. So you're going up to the top, and the top is going to be the climax. So you start with a setting, and then something goes wrong. So in this story, for example, our young lady from Vietnam converts to Christ, and then the persecution starts. So that's what goes wrong, so to speak. And so what's she going to do with this situation? Well, she finds a resolution. And that's like the climax of the story, is that she continues in spite of the persecution, and God helps her to resolve the story. And then there's descending action. You know, what happens on the other side of the pyramid is she goes out and shares with others, and God gives her the strength and answers prayers, etc. And at the end, you usually have some kind of a summary or look forward, you know, what's going to happen next after the story, that people refer to as a story pyramid. There are other technical names for it. Another way to look at it is you have an exposition of what's happening. There's a conflict, there's rising action, there's a climax, there's falling action, and there's a resolution. There are a lot of ways of describing this technically, but basically it's the idea of how to put together a story that makes sense. It has a good beginning. It reveals a lot of action, conflict, crisis, and resolution. And that's the kind of story that grabs people's attention and really communicates something they'll remember.
And we want to tell God's story well. So friends, visit gna.news, all the instructions there, even all the technical stuff. We went through all that all last year, talking about how to hold your camera, do all those things too. So keep tuning in. You never know when Stan's going to show up on our program, but every month we have him on. So you want to be here to listen. How can you be a part of the Great Commission, sharing the good news of what God is doing around the world? Stan, thank you so much for joining us again this week.
Thank you, Tim. I look forward to next time.
You may be listening to us on your computer, but you can also find us on your smartphone using Spotify, iTunes, or other streaming platforms. Just go to galcom.org and choose your favorite. Make sure to subscribe, follow, and share our podcast.
Well, last week, I introduced you to my new friend, the new Canadian director of the Global Recordings Network. And Mark Griffin was sharing a lot about his getting indoctrinated into what JRN does around the world and all the work that they're doing and the recordists that are literally risking their lives. If you did not hear last week's program, quick, visit our website or go to your favorite podcasting platform and look up the Mission Compass and hear some of the stories that JRN recordists and the situations that they're in just to get the Bible stories into the mother tongue, the local language, the heart language of people that have never heard of Jesus Christ. As we were sharing, though, we talked about a great tool that you and I can use right where you live. We've been talking right off the top of the program. Ron Harris said, being a missionary right where you live, we've got the tool for you. I promised. Here it is. You go to your app store, your Google App Play, whatever it's called. I don't remember what it's called. It's the one where you download the apps, the games that you play on your phone. And look up 5fish.mobi, number 5fish.mobi. You will download an incredible missions tool. We just started talking about it last week, and Mark's going to share a lot more about it and how we can use it to be missionaries right where we are. So get out your phone now. This is the last bit of your homework for this program. 5fish.mobi is the app you want. Download it and then listen to Mark's story about how he has been using this wonderful app to reach people that he's coming across every day with the good news of Jesus Christ. So let's pick up our conversation where we left it off last week. Here's Mark talking about the JRN conference over in Thailand and some of the other JRN workers using the 5fish app.
This is the next story I want to share. I met the international European director who oversees all our JRN offices. He's my new friend. His name is Sam, and he's very French. It was fun because, you know, I'm trying to speak my Canadian French to him. And if you've been to Europe, you know that Canadian French is pretty much a joke.
Yeah, they look down their noses a little bit on us.
They do. They love to make fun of us because our French is so sloppy. But I did my best to speak to Sam in French. But Sam very graciously communicated in English, probably because my French was so terrible. But Sam, because I'm new to the organization, gave me a crash course in how to use the app. And he pointed out it's hard for immigrants. I can relate to this, Tim. I don't know if you've ever been in a Tim Hortons. I don't often remember regular white Canadian English-speaking people waiting on me in Tim Hortons. They just don't employ a lot. And a lot of immigrants working in Tim Hortons. Well, I've seen some ugly scenes where rednecks get upset. Can't you speak English? What's wrong with you? Why don't you understand what I'm saying? Well, I take the exact opposite tack when I'm in a Tim Hortons and say, hey, I recognize an accent there. Where are you from? And I always like to throw in this phrase, Tim. Thank you for coming to Canada and making our country better. Because immigrants do. This is the beautiful mosaic that is Canadian culture, this wonderful diversity that we saw as we toured the office. Beautiful people. To me, it's heaven's rehearsal.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Every tribe, every language coming together. It's like, you know how you have a wedding rehearsal? That's what we're experiencing here in Canada. It's heaven's rehearsal. Every tribe, every language. I live in a new community just outside of Brantford. And on the street we live on, my wife and I are the token white couple. Like literally, we are the only white family on our street. And everybody else, I can look around the block and tell you where they're from. It's a beautiful diversity. So when I'm in Tim Hortons, I like to say thanks. Thanks for coming, making our country better. We love the diversity. We love the culture and the celebrations you bring to our bland, beige, boring culture. And you make us better, and thank you. And people are genuinely touched by that kind of care and affection. This is what Sam taught me, my friend from Europe. He said, Mark, as you get into conversation and you try to figure out where they're from, you know, eventually you just ask them, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Bangladesh. And you ask them, oh, so which language do you speak? If you're aware of the culture, you might throw to guess if you know what the popular language is, which I don't for Bangladesh because I'm sometimes dumb as a stick, to be honest with you. But if they don't speak that language as their native tongue, Sam said, ask them this question. When you call home,
what do you talk to mom?
What do you talk to mom in? Yeah. That's your heart language. That's your actual native tongue, is what does mom speak? And so many people will say, normally you guess and say, oh, so do you speak Farsi? Yes, that is probably my first language, and English is my third language, French is my second. What language do you speak? You've never heard of it. When I call mom, I speak this dialect.
Oh, do you? And you pull out your phone?
And you pull out your phone and say, I wonder if I have that on my phone. And you go to the country. It's so easy to search on the app. You can go to the country or you can look for the language. But you go to the country and you start to scroll through and they're like, wow, you have over 300 languages just from my country. I know people that speak that language. And as you scroll down alphabetically, it's so easy. You come across their language. And Sam says, the look of shock you see on people's face when they see, you have my language on your phone. And then you just press play. Again, if you have internet or Wi-Fi, you just touch it and it starts to play or give you a number of options of what to play, basic good news or more advanced discipleship messages. Many, many countries, over 2,000 now, have the Jesus film. There's a link to that right alongside there in the country app. And you start playing a simple gospel message about the love of Jesus for them, and they're hearing something that the only time they hear is when they call home and talk to mom, because nobody in the neighborhood speaks it. They don't have any relatives nearby, is often the case. And next thing you know, Sam says, almost every time you see tears start to come down their face, and they say things like, why do you have my language on your phone? And because they're so deeply touched, you say, well, because God loves you and he has a wonderful plan for your life. And you can stay with them and listen to the whole thing. That's the best case scenario, is to just walk with people and say, hey, why don't we meet again next week for coffee, and I'll play another story for you. Would you like me to pray for you and your family? It's the best kept mission secret, I believe, in all of Canada and the United States, that as a churchgoer, I don't have any excuse anymore not to share the Lord. There's a language barrier. Nope, not anymore.
So here we are, Mission Compass, your guide to the Great Commission. Friend, if you are listening and you're like, I'm never going to go overseas, that's fair, but you are going to meet someone from overseas. Just as you said, you're the token white couple on your block. You go to a store, you're going to meet someone from a different culture. Take out your cell phone now and look up fivefish.mobi. And now suddenly you are equipped as a missionary. And when you get into that line at the grocery store, at the Tim Hortons, at the McDonald's, you meet someone at a park, someone at your kid's school, and you say, where are you from? I'm from Nepal. Really? And you pull up the Five Fish, and as you said, you'll blow their mind. And this is the opportunity. God loves you. He has a message for you. And you'll be downloading it, and they're going to be listening to the gospel on their phone in their mother tongue. And it means all the difference. As you said, the only time that they hear that language is when they're calling home. So suddenly they have a new friend talking to them, telling them the story of Jesus. So friends, so step number one, get out your cell phone, fivefish.mobi. Step number two, go to globalrecordings.net. Get all the story, get the whole story from Joy Ritterhoff from 80 years ago on. See how else you can get involved, praying for, supporting the work of Global Recordings. Offices around the world, going into these areas, as we mentioned, five-day hikes to reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ. We're so excited about GRN, our partnership, our long history. As we said, GRN is our mother ministry here at Galcom. Our founder was the Canadian director long before you here at GRN. And because of those recordings, needed to get it on a device, and that's where we come from. So it's great to be partnering with you, Mark. It's great to meet you for the first time. Great to have you in our offices here at Galcom.
Thank you.
And as soon as we get more stories, give me a shout. We're going to be sharing more stories of what God is doing through GRN.
I'd be excited to do that. And just to clarify, it's the number five and then the word fish, F-I-S-H, dot Mobi, and that'll get you right in touch with the app. And no reason not to get that on your phone today.
Free.
It's free. Tim, it's free. No charge.
God bless you, Mark.
Thanks, Tim. Bless you. Bye.
Well, friend, we're at the end of our program today, and you've been listening to Galcom's Mission Compass, your guide to the Great Commission. There are many ways to partner with us. To find out more, visit our website at galcom.org. That's Galcom, spelled GALCOM.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. I'm Ron Harris. Thanks for joining us today on Mission Compass, a radio ministry of Galcom International.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we upload a new episode every Monday. You can also find us on the radio or other streaming platforms. We have a list on our website. Make sure to subscribe, follow, and share our podcast. Please rate this episode and leave a review. We would love to hear back from you. And we also want to know where you're listening from. So click Mission Compass on our website, tell us, and we'll send you Galcom's devotional, 30 Days of Faith.